Okay, that was Brian Ford here on Radio Wivenhoe and his song called A Lonely Little Petunia.
Petunia.
I can't even say it, and there was Brian singing it. So a kind of potted history. That's the joke of potted history. That song, Brian, where did it come from, please?
It's an old musical song, I think, but it used to feature on the Billy Cotton Band show, which is on every Sunday lunchtime on the light programme on the radio in the 50s when I was a kid.
And it's a song that you sing at the folk club?
Yes. Anywhere else will have me?
And so far we've touched upon in the first part of this interview, explaining a bit more about Brian and what brought him to Wivenhoe / Alsford and his involvement in the area. And we've hinted at the folk club, which I think is probably quite a strong presence throughout Brian's time here in the area. So, well, where to start, Brian? So when did you first attend the Wivenhoe Folk Club?
Well, soon after I moved to Alsford, I think it restarted, and I would go along, I think I'm fair to say, occasionally in the audience, without performing.
And have you always had an interest in folk music as being one of your passions?
Pretty well, yes. Pretty well since I was a teenager. Yeah, I've always found pop music a bit empty. And I have to say, we were taught folk songs at school, which I thought were pretty wet. But it wasn't until I was sort of in my late teens I realised that you know, what we were seeing was a bowdlerised version and left all the sort of juicy bits out, that you realised it was a bit more interesting. You know, there was a lot to it, and yeah, I've loved it ever since.
And as like a genre, folk music now really just grown and grown and grown.
Oh yes, yeah.
And what I like really about Wivenhoe Folk Club, it is quite an open house. But have you got any specific style of folk music which you personally appreciate?
I suppose I like them all, really. I really do like the traditional English unaccompanied stuff, but very few other people do, I have to say. I also quite enjoy blues. So, yeah, but those two mainly, I think.
And I think it's the kind of tradition where, you know, there isn't a great big back catalogue of things out there that you can actually go and listen. And so that whole idea of sharing songs in a folk club environment is just perfect for that music.
It's lovely, yeah, it's lovely. But, I mean, as you say, what I like about folk clubs, particularly Wivenhoe, is that it is an open house, you know. Yes, we have paid guest artists most months, but anybody can come along, book a slot, sing a song, and it's great to have, you know, people actually performing rather than just sitting and listening to the box on the internet, computer, whatever, but actually, you know, if you like, artistically expressing themselves.
And the times that I've been, I have kind of interest around the periphery in folk music, but I'm in no way any aficionado. And as well as enjoying it, I've been learning, because someone does go up there such as yourself and you aren't performing just for yourself, the whole audience joins in. And so that particular song that you sung, you get into the chorus, really the whole room comes alive. And it is a performance that's shared.
Which
I was really quite touched by. I quite enjoyed that.
Yes, I love it when other people can join in. You know, when we can share something. I mean, it is good. I do enjoy virtuoso performance, who are doing a solo performance or a band or whatever. That's great. But as I also like it when you get everybody joining, and you don't need to be particularly skillful. You just bash out a few chords, bellow out a song, and if people know it, they'll join in the chorus with you, which is great.
Being far too modest here. But so the first time, Brian, that you went to the Wivenhoe Folk Club, this would have been kind of mid-90s, you mentioned?
Bit before that, probably, but yeah. But yeah, I went occasionally, but I also went to Colchester Folk Club occasionally, as a spectator.
And was the Wivenhoe Folk Club then, was it in the Greyhound days?
Yes, it had started in the Greyhound, yes. I remember upstairs the Greyhound there have been several, I gather, incarnations of the Folk Club. The one I know was the one that started the Greyhound, I think early 90s, somewhere, I can't remember exactly, somewhere around there.
And do you know anything about kind of going back before then? So some of these other incarnations, do you know what the whole history is? And like, how long has there been a folk club in Wivenhoe for?
No, I honestly don't. I believe it met at the Railway Inn at one time. But we can't really find out, no. To be honest. One or two people seem to remember previous incarnations. But the main one is say, one that started in the 90s, early 90s, I think.
And can you remember much about that first time that you went? So
it was packed. There wasn't a seat.
Always a good sign.
Yes. I mean, folks still looked like Peter Kerr, Joan Gifford and so on were there. I can remember that. Lots of other bands, individuals that I don't remember. But, yeah, it was packed.
And you must have felt right from that early first visits or so, this is something which is for you, it's going to work out.
Yes. So it took a long while. It's a bit of a complicated story. But in fact, I had a friend who introduced me to the pantomime group, but she and another pantomime addict, as it were, also involved in the folk club, and they got married. And they asked me to sing at their wedding. And I thought, well, with all the people they know, if they want me to sing, I can't be too bad, so perhaps I'll have a go at performing in public. And I did, and that was, certainly not more than about 15 years ago, probably not quite that.
So you're almost, Brian, some kind of reluctant performer, so you didn't actually have any ambitions to go up on stage?
I suppose everybody thinks when they're sort of banging away in their bedroom that you might be able to do it on stage, but you know, it's a dream that you don't think will happen. But no, it did, and I'm very happy that I can get up at Wivenhoe and one or two other local folk clubs and have a go. It's great.
And the first song that you sung in public, can you remember what that was and how well it was received?
I'm going to say no, I seriously cannot. I mean, I have actually sung, I was a school teacher, so I did sing in assemblies and things. I remember singing Streets of London, and that was probably, if you like, the first one I did in public, that was in a school assembly. And I've also sung in church services and so on. So the first song I sang in public was Streets of London. But that was to a school assembly.
And that's always a good routine, I think, for any performer, yes. Streets of London, even singing it in Wivenhoe or in Holsford.
We still do.
And so the folk club itself, right now, Brian, to bring it up to more yes. contemporary matters, it does seem to be quite thriving. So
yes.
You still do see lots of posters around the town.
Yes.
It's well advertised. The
yes.
times I've been, it's well supported. So there was the move towards the end of last year from the Greyhound up to the Flag Inn.
Mm-hmm.
What have been your impressions and your observations about this move?
I think it's gone very well. I mean, the Flag is very pleasant. It's a really nice room. It's usually full. The landlord and the staff are very welcoming. So, yeah, we're very pleased to be there.
What I quite like is that, splendid that the Greyhound is, I think it's really quite good to have something as prominent in the town as the folk club go towards the top end of the town, because there is a concentration sort of down past the co-op. That is where a lot of the wonderful artistic events do take place. But I think, for the Flag to actually have the folk club there, that will hopefully, you know, attract more people from the top end of the town to get involved.
I think it has, actually. And people from that little area are beginning to come a bit more. I mean, it's a long walk down and it's difficult to find a parking space. So, yes, we're very pleased. We're very pleased. And, yes, we two or three years ago, we had a little bit of a dodgy patch because, you know, recession and all the rest of it. Audiences were down. We don't aim to make a profit, but we can't afford to make too many losses. So we were making, you know, not much of a profit and quite a few losses. But that's rectified itself. We're reasonably in the red. What's the other way? We've got a good balance.
And is there much
money in the bank? Some.
Is there much organisation that's involved? I sort of say that in a sort of throwaway style, but then just thinking through my head, you know, booking some of the more established acts and making sure those kind of finances do balance out. Is that something which you're involved in?
Not particularly. I mean, there's a committee of four that run it, and I do a little bit of publicity with local papers and so on, but Alan and Denise Van Loen book the acts. So we talk about who we're going to have, but they actually do the booking and take the money, and then we have a treasurer as well, Anne, who actually sorts that out. So it's a group effort. I mean, I think it would be very hard for one person to do the lot.
And it's quite a mix. So we mentioned the open mic. So it is a very, very local folk club.
Yes.
And local performers are really encouraged to go forward.
Yes.
And just really experiment and,
yes.
I guess, enjoy themselves.
Yes. Yes.
But you also do need something, a bit of a top-of-the-bill pull to get people in.
Well, yes. I mean, We have a number of what we call open mic, open stage sessions where it is just local performers, and every time the club meets, we start off with floor singers. But yes, about 8-9 times a year, we have guest artists, paid guest artists, who are well known in the folk field, shall we say, put it like that. Usually, sometimes we have local bands, up and coming local bands, which are very well supported. But yeah, we also have, as I say, I would say well known, but well-known in the folk world figures.
Yeah, I think some of the names that have been mentioned, certainly, they are leading figures on, yes. On the folk circuit. So for them to you know, break out of the usual, maybe London or perhaps north of England tradition, to come and divert themselves to a small Essex estuary town, I think is quite a feat, and the folk club should be applauded for that. Are there any, some of the names can we talk about? So some of the performers, some of the guests that have been along, you know, in the past couple of years or so that people might have heard of?
Oh, well, Jez Lowe is a fairly nationally known singer-songwriter from up the northeast, Durham area. He came along with his band, The Bad Pennies. That was a good evening. Johnny Silvo, who's been active in the folk scene since the 1960s, in his 70s now, but his voice is as good as ever. He comes to us once a year because he was the first paid guest. So he never forgets that. And once a year, mid-November, we have a visit from Johnny Silvo. So yes, that's a couple that come to mind. We had a band called Mrs. Ackroyd Band, who specialised in singing songs of a guy called Les Barker. Les Barker used to perform with Mrs. Ackroyd, his little dog, who died sadly a few years ago, but he writes some very funny songs. And although he's had a heart attack recently, Les, so he doesn't perform so much, the Mrs. Ackroyd Band carry on performing his stuff, and we had a very good evening there as well. Yes, I'm going to get local bands, the Four Blokes we've got coming up, Inside Out, a local duo, and so on.
And is there something, Brian, specifically about Wivenhoe that makes it appreciative of a folk club? Because the jazz club sadly sort of disappeared, yes, and died away. But you know, folk in this area does seem very, very strong. Is that something that you can explain or sort of put your finger on as to why it's so popular? Maybe it's just the club itself being so well organised and
we like to think that. I mean, we like to think that we're a well organised club, so that we say we start at 8 and we do. I think performers appreciate that it's a listening audience, that you don't get people chatting loudly and, you know, clanking their beer tankers or whatever. And yes, that people come to listen and applaud and appreciate. And therefore, I think that attracts more people in because they know it's quiet. I mean, mentioning no names, I've been to folk clubs in the past where, you know, the floor's swimming with beer and it doesn't start till half an hour later than it was said to have started and so on. And I think a lot of us don't really go on that, you know.
Yeah, and I think that is the appeal for yes, hopefully folk in general. I can go out to the arts centre, I can like go to a rock gig, it won't start on time, I'll get covered in beer, and I'll think, wow, that's been a good rock night. Yeah. But if I want to go listen to folk music, yeah, I want something that's going to be a yes, bit more settled, and yes, I know what yeah, to expect.
Yeah.
So we should try and get a few plugs in, I think, Brian, while we maybe yes, wrap up this folks section segment.
Sure.
So the folk club meets, it's once a month, it's on Thursdays.
It's the first Thursday of the month normally, so the next one will be the first Thursday in October, which I think is the 6th probably, and we have the Hookham Hot Shots coming, who are blues with a smile on its face. Jazzy, old-timey type blues. Really good.
And it's meeting at the Flag, which
is
obviously towards
the top end of the time. We start at 8 o'clock with floor singers, about three-quarter hour floor singers, then 2 45-minute spots for the main guest, and we finish around about 11 o'clock.
And as a floor singer, well, I think probably your role, I think we might have touched upon it, but from the times that I've been, I will put you down, Brian, as being the sort of semi-official Wivenhoe Folk Club rebel rouser. So we have said that folk is, well, it's a nice welcoming atmospheric place, but you do need that kind of, I wouldn't say the punch in the face, but you do need something upon arrival to say, hey, the folk club's open, let's have a bit of fun here. That's your role, really.
We try and do that, yes. I try not, you know, I do some quieter stuff, but I tend not to start off with that because, yes, you want people to grab their attention, settle down, here we are. But it is nice that if later on somebody does do a quiet number, people will listen. And we do have a little PA system now, but because the room is so long, you can't quite hear everybody at the back. But that's good. But people do listen, which is nice.
Okay, I think that is certainly plenty of the chat. What we need now, if that's okay, Brian, is some more music.
Yes.
So we shall get the guitar, if that's fine.
Okay.
And again, I'm going to be surprised, hopefully. I'm not quite sure what's coming up. So have you got any thoughts for a second song?
This is where my mind goes blank. Let's have a little think.
I think midday with the sunlight coming in a park road, in a kitchen, stroke a WivChat studio, is not quite the same as the atmospheric.
Well, let's do a bit of a quieter one. Let's do a 60s Tom Paxton one, if I can remember it. It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You've got reason aplenty for going. This I know, this I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. As I lie in my bed in the morning, without you, without you. Every thought in my breast dies burning, without you, without you. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.